The topic that we're going to discuss today is one that every successful organization will face at some point, which is the transition from one leader to another. Yesterday's panel, which I thought was fascinating, talked about how this oftentimes happens in the middle of a crisis, and very frequently that is how it happens. We're going to really focus on how this process can happen in a more planned way. And that really will be what we focus on today. So what I'll do before we get into the topic, we'll introduce ourselves briefly. I thought Carrie did a great job of sort of sharing the alliterative background that I have, starting out as a strategy consultant at Bain & Company, and then a nonprofit spinoff called Bridgespan, which was working with a number of nonprofit organizations and foundations. Actually, one of the projects I got the pleasure of working on with was with HISD back in the early stages of the Greer administration. Don't blame me whether you think poorly or nicely. I can't take much credit in either direction. But we did help them with some of the initial research trying to understand the performance of students both through the district and then into college. Now I work primarily with families that own and manage stuff together. Whether those are businesses, foundations, family offices, oftentimes all of the above. And a lot of what we work on is how do they pass these decision-making from generation to generation. So succession transition is something I spend quite a lot of time thinking about. I'm now going to ask my panelists to introduce themselves, starting with Ryan.
Hi there, Ryan Dalaboy. I'm so glad to be here this afternoon and see all of you. So I think, I was laughing about this. I think I'm kind of the poster child for succession planning. I started at Yes Prep, and actually as a staff member got to work there through the succession of the charismatic founder that had been there for about 15 years and was moving on to bigger and greener pastures.